Well, my final guest this hour is Melanie Damore. And who is she? Well, let me preface it a moment with, you know, you hear about Celine Dion and so many of these other amazing artists that put together great lullaby CDs once they have a child. I don't know, it's just something that happens. You want to start writing songs for your children because we automatically, as singers, sing to our children. I sung to mine. I didn't have the wherewithal to put together a CD or write lullabies, but I do think it's a beautiful thing, and many, many people do it. Well, Melanie Damore is a vocal activist and composer in residence with Vocal Essence, and she is known as, you know, her voice is like a human pacifier. The voice holds incredible power to soothe and to heal and so much more. And I'm curious to know if this is why she got involved with a project that Vocal Essence is doing with her called a lullaby CD. And it really is quite a remarkable thing that they're doing. Let's take a listen to her voice.
I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love.
That's what I'm talking about. As soon as I heard that on YouTube, I sat back and I thought, no wonder. I mean, really, it is a beautiful voice. And she is joining us tonight. Melanie Damore, thank you so much for taking the time to be on CCO.
I am so glad to be with you this evening.
I am glad to have you. It is wonderful. And what you're doing with this lullaby project is really quite remarkable. When I first read about it, I thought, what a great idea. It's the second year, I think it is. For this project.
Yeah, this second year for Vocal Essence, absolutely. Yeah.
And so it seemed like you were the perfect fit for this. And when they came to you and asked you about it, what was your initial response? Did you have to think about it?
Oh, absolutely not. It was like, I am completely there. Because most of my work is all about, first of all, community building and using music and song as a way, as food, and as a way to hold us and to sustain us when we're dealing with just the everyday things of life. And of course, we have to do that a lot these days.
Yeah, it really is a universal language. You know, it's mm-hmm. everywhere. You know, your story, you have, you know, you were born in the Bronx and raised in Anchorage, and you've mm-hmm. lived in New Mexico and San Antonio, Texas, and, mm-hmm. and now you've been in Oakland for about 21 years. You are settled. You are happy mm-hmm. there, I understand. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. which allows your voice to really, and your gift to really grow when you find your place. Were you surprised that it was found in Oakland?
Well, actually, it's coming up on, I moved to Oakland January 1989, so it's coming up on considerably more than 21 years.
More than 21.
But yeah, you just never know. I think you have to be willing to take a risk and take a step. And I have been very fortunate almost the entire time I've been in Oakland, I've been able to make my living as a musician, and which is unheard of. And it's a miracle to me that I am aware of every single day. And I've worked with many years. I taught a cappella singing and body percussion for 21 years at St. Paul's School in Oakland, 10 years with the Oakland Youth Chorus. I conducted the Oakland Community Children's Choir for 9 years, 428 first, second, and third graders, if you can picture it. Mm-hmm. And then I'm the master teaching artist at UC Berkeley, so through Cal Performances. So I get to work with an incredible range of people. And I'm adjunct faculty at a couple of places just to work with folks who are finding their voice. And to me, that's what this lullaby project is about.
Yeah, and that's whether it's a baby or if it's a senior citizen and everything
exactly.
in between. You know, reading about you, I learned so much. And just listening to some of your songs really just kind of moved me. And to know that this whole program is part of a national program of Carnegie Hall's, mm-hmm. I think it's pronounced mm-hmm. Wheel Music Institute, mm-hmm. which creates musical experiences for women facing pregnancy. And this really is about single mothers that have these children. And we know mm-hmm. that many of them are singing to them or oohing and aahing to them mm-hmm. as they're sleeping. Mm-hmm. So it's a natural progression. So what have you witnessed so far? I know the recordings are coming up on January 12th. What have you witnessed so far?
Well, you know, I think one of the program is really incredible because it's set up we have a booklet that they actually write a letter to their child. And it's really about what their wishes are, their vision is, how they want the world to be, how they want their children to, how to be fed. You know, these songs really, because of the power of music and song, it's able to get into their very cells and to take that connection between mama and child and to be sung to with that voice, with words that they come up with and create. So it really is their voice on all these. It's like a four-dimensional experience, the writing of the song, the writing of the words, the creation of the song, the singing of it, the coming up with the melody, and then having it performed by other singers. So you have all of these different layers of experience and connection.
And this is the first time for many of them to write a song. They've had these mentors. But the first year that they did this, they came up with maybe an idea of what they're thinking about. And some of the singers from Vocalesses kind of took it and mm-hmm. ran with it and then went mm-hmm. over it with them. But this mm-hmm. time, they are really creating the melodies as well.
Oh, right. I mean, that's kind of like the way that I roll. I've done a lot of different kinds of songwriting projects before. I've done one for years here in Oakland, writing songs of protest and songs as tools for change and working with kids and their classroom, families and community of what is it that we all really care about, and let's create a song about that. Because what I've found over the years is that, you know, and I write a lot of music, and what I find is that the best way for someone to grab onto to an idea or to have a kernel of something that you can plant in them that they can call back at any time is through a song and through rhythm. So to see these young women just coming up with the words and then thinking, I can't do this, but helping them to find and pull out that melody. So then it's all about them. And to me, that's what's really important. It's not like we have the words and then we make up the melody. The melody is there. So then we sing back to them what they've created.
Right. And do you have children yourself?
I do not. I do not. And I have many children that I have raised over the years, and I've worked with hundreds, thousands of young people who all consider me to be their mama and their daddy, because that's what I tell them in my classroom and in my rehearsal. I am your mama and your daddy, and I got your back.
Well, you have a way with children, and this is happening on Thursday, January 12th. Now, this is a private listening and sharing session. Mm-hmm. I hope to have you back after this is all over with and the recording is done and the music is out there. I hope I can bring you back, and we can really spend more time on this if you don't mind.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I would love to do that, and I have always I have a deep, soft place in my heart for the Twin Cities. I am telling you, I love Vocal Essence. I love, I've done a lot of work with One Voice also there mm-hmm. in St. Paul, incredible choir. I've gotten to work with literally hundreds and hundreds of kids and the great teachers and incredible artists. It's just, I love the Twin Cities.
And I should let people know that you have the community sing that you're doing on the 13th from 7 to 8:30, and that's free of charge. So that's at the Union Depot. Thank you so much for joining us, Melanie. We'll have you back on.
Please.
All right.
Anytime.
Thank you so much. This is Center Stage. We'll be back with the Mom and Michael Hour in just a moment.